good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Welcome back. Your hour number two of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And of course, we encourage you to join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000 sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on BCSN and streaming live on our YouTube page at Michigan Sports Network. Add a .com to that to find our website. XBMornings@gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. And of course, you can find us individually on Twitter. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. I just saw a promo from an account that I follow called College Football Report. And they have the CBS, the Big Ten on CBS promo out. I believe that that's an official promo. It looks official. But, you know, who knows? In today's editing day, who knows? I would encourage you to watch it. It makes me feel kind of uncomfortable. It's just different, right? That's what it is. It's just different. And to hear that, bah, 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 and then see, like, Big Ten teams is weird. It's like, when does Vanderbilt come out? You know what I mean? Like, where's Florida? Alabama, they should be on the doorstep. Bah, 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 bah. So I just you know, tweeted the video with a couple of thoughts. They have Pat Fitzgerald in the video. That's going to be a quick edit. The big names, big games, big consequence, whatever the hell the thing is. It feels a little disingenuous, you know, because it's a, and I'll expand this just to be polite, but it's like a 3 to 4 team conference. And I think that if you scale back to 10 to 15 years, it's been a 3 or 4 team conference, right? We expect Penn State to play at a certain level. If Michigan State could ever return to Coach D's level of where they were at performance wise, or hell, even Mel Tucker year one, that would be better overall for the health of the conference. Obviously, you know, what Michigan's done the last couple of years has been great, and Ohio State lurking in the shrubbery, you know that they are going to be very aggravated after losing 2 in a row and losing a home game. Like, oh, what a travesty. But, you know, when you're showing, like, highlights of, like, Illinois and Nebraska, it's kind of like, oh, okay. Like, oh, Purdue, like, woo. Indiana, who's your daddy? Right? So there's some of that is a little like, eh. But I encourage you to watch it. I'd love to get your thoughts, Dan and Ryan, especially. Yeah, if you could watch it during the next break, just to see how it made you feel when you watched it. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to Keith Law. We're going to do a little Major League Baseball draft with Keith, writing for The Athletic, longtime scribe, spent his entire, you know, his life in baseball. And I want to get some thoughts, you know, not only on the Major League game and some of the tweaks, because somebody who spends as much time at the ballpark like Keith does scouting young players, how have the rule changes affected his viewing experience, right? So I want to get into that. We'll get into the number one selection by the Detroit Tigers. We'll get into the international scouting and how we go about doing that when we are selecting high school players that you don't really have a lot of connection to unless you know them personally or they came from, like, your city, then you do. So that's what makes the MLB draft and the NHL draft much different than the NHL or the NBA and the NFL. And that's because with college sports, this is why in the NBA right now with the G League and Overtime Elite and all this other stuff, we're not building the relationship with the player ahead of time. And like, I'll bring up one of Ryan's guys, for example. Ryan, have you seen any highlights from Max Christie and his, what he's been able to do this summer league?
I've seen some stats. Seems like he's coming into his own this summer league. I think he just had like a 20-point game or something.
He has been flat-out sensational. Max Christie has. And what we have is, like, we have relationships with players because of where one of the banes of my existence, Draymond Green, because where he went to school, right? It's a fun little wrinkle because we've already developed this relationship with the player. That's what makes, you know, baseball a little bit more challenging. Now, factoring in the COVID year, which I know a lot of people are, you know, they have fatigue over the subject, but it is something that will be studied by historians for years to come on all levels, no matter what field you're in. We're in the sports field, so I can quote stick to sports there. But that lost year of development, how did that change a draft? And I'm not going to bring this up like this to Keith, but I will be interested to see how he feels that lost year of development, because we saw a lot of college guys get drafted. A lot of college guys get drafted in the top 20. And kind of how that works, because that's more easily viewed. Like, I can turn on ESPN, and because of ESPN Plus, I can watch LSU versus Vanderbilt regular season baseball. That's going to be on. Hell, you can watch softball on there, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like, they got everything on there. So we can, if you're interested in it, we can establish relationships with players that gives us a connection to them. And I feel like that's a really interesting aspect of Major League Baseball in their draft. And then Mike Curtis will join us coming up in hour number three on the Pistons, the Summer League, and my new obsession with our selection at number five, Asar Thompson. And when you have a young man who says, if I'm not scoring, I got to find other things to do because I want to stay on the floor. Like, that is, give me five of those guys. I'd rather have four guys that score 20 than one guy that scores 80 any day of the week. You know, I need guys that are willing to do things that aren't going to appear in the box score, because how do you quantify this guy made a really good closeout that forced a bad pass that turned into a turnover that gets credited to the guy who turned the ball over, but nothing happens on your end? That sort of defensive presence is something this team has desperately needed. And yes, I brought up Cam Whitmore earlier because he's playing. Like, that guy's got some go, and that's who I thought that's the direction I thought the Pistons were going to go with. They didn't go with that. I'm not mad about that. I am mad about Tyrese Halliburton, and I'll always be mad about that, but it is what it is. So what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. Scottish Open taking place right now. It's live on television if you do have ESPN Plus. I got to know why some guys are walking around out there with umbrellas out. And it's downpouring, and then other guys are totally fine. Like, what is happening? Byung-Hun An was the leader in the clubhouse. I believe that's how you say his name. I apologize if I mispronounced it. He shot 61. That's good for 9 under par. Tyrell Hatton, Englishman, shot 69 in round 1, but he is through 15 today, and he's climbed all the way up to 7 under par, jumping 44 spots. Tom Kim, 4 under today. He's at 8 under total. Padraig Harrington, 4 under today. He is 7 under total. Scottie Scheffler's 5 under today through 15 holes. He's at minus 7. Like, wow. Max Homa, 2 under today. He's at minus 6. Ricky Fowler right there, 3 under today. He's at minus 6. Rory hasn't teed off yet. He'll tee off at 8:14. He sits at 6 under par as well. Quinnen Williams, the Jets' star defensive tackle, one of the great draft day interviews ever, reached a deal, $96 million on a 4-year deal for Quinnen Williams. Former Georgia staffer is suing the school and the Eagles' Jalen Carter. Victoria Bowles, who survived the fatal car wreck that killed the University of Georgia football player and recruiting staffer on January 15th, has filed a lawsuit against UGA Athletic Association and the Eagles' rookie, whom police accused of racing the SUV being driven by the recruiting staffer when it wrecked. So that that's not going away anytime soon. Congratulations, Tom Coughlin and Mike Shanahan, as well as team owners Robert Kraft, Virginia McCaskey, among 60 semifinalists announced Wednesday for the 2024 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Hall's 12-person seniors committee trimmed the list of eligible player nominees to 31. Each semifinalist played his last game in professional football no later than 1998. How crazy is that? A wonderful list, too. I love being able to kind of take a look back in time and see some of the names that reappear. There's no doubt about that. Guys like, Clay Matthews Jr. is up for it as well. So there you have it. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at freddythepizzaman.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit freddythepizzaman.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online. BeanGarter.com. Bean Garter.
The Glass City. GR to the Motor City. Good morning to you. It is hour two. It is segment two. You guys know what that means? Do you have any idea what's coming up next? Have you been conditioned? Do we know? We don't know.
Hit it.
You want me to just hit it? Just shut up and play it. All right. Detroit Lions trivia. All right. This is a tough one because we'd love to see the guy get on the field. Out of what school did the Lions draft defensive lineman Levi Onwuzurike in the second round of the 2021 NFL draft?
You were just besmirching this program.
Well done.
No less than an hour ago, Mr. Gilmore. That is Washington.
Good word choice.
Bing bong.
Good answer.
Bing bong.
You smirched. I feel like I get besmirched on the internet.
Well, that's what
Freddie... Call your posse.
You and Freddie, yeah. You guys have a common interest now.
It's like a Venn diagram. Anthony, Freddie, being besmirched on the internet.
Being besmirched, dude, this isn't good. You don't know what I just saw in the bunker?
Oh, I was wondering what you were looking at.
I thought you were looking at the stairs. I
thought you saw a guest.
Oh, I see a water spot in the ceiling.
Oh.
Oh no! Is
poke
that,
it.
Is that see what happens? Is that with that water line? Is that a
no? We water line replaced that yesterday, but that's over yonder. I wonder why that's there. Interesting. It's always something. It's always something. Never fails. You know. Well, it's home ownership. It's a beautiful thing. It's a gift and a curse, right? Gift and a curse. Step into a world of nonstop action over at the DraftKings Casino. You can play the classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots, plus enjoy exclusive games you can't find anywhere else. Right now, new customers who deposit at least $5 can get a match of their first deposit and score up to $2,000 in casino bonus funds. All you have to do is sign up, select the offer of your choice, and start playing from a full suite of games. Download the DraftKings Casino app right now. Sign up using the promo code HUGE. You get a match of your first deposit of $5 or more, up to $2,000 in casino bonus funds. Only at DraftKings Casino. Only using the promo code HUGE. Now, if you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, wants help, needs help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline, 800-270-7117, 21 plus, Michigan only. One per opt-in customer, minimum $5 deposit, max match $2,000. Deposit and bonus amount required 15 times playthrough within 30 days. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/players choice. All right, so I saw this in the old rundown here about the no poaching rule that is going to go into effect between the PIF and the PGA Tour. There is a clause here, this no poaching clause. The U.S. Department of Justice antitrust regulators, the PGA Tour and Saudi Arabia's PIF, have agreed to remove a non-solicitation clause from the framework of their agreement that would have prevented the tours from recruiting and poaching each other's players, the PGA Tour said Thursday. Now, wait a minute here. What does that mean?
Anthony, one of these organizations thinks this is going one way. One thinks it's going the other.
This was actually brought from the Department of Justice. Asked them to look into removing the no poaching rule as more of a workers' rights, I believe.
Yeah, but if there's a merger of the two, then why would we need a poaching rule?
Well, that's what I believe the Department of Justice was also saying, like, you're all in one company.
Yeah, I think it's more, sure, it's a partnership. I think the PGA is imagining this as kind of like a, we have the PGA and then the AAA organization. You know, it's not, they're not going to be equal. The PGA does not want them to be equal, whether it ends up happening and, you know, everybody's going back and forth between the leagues, we'll see.
According to the framework of the agreement, the PGA Tour will have a voting majority on the new company's board, regardless of the size of the PIF's investment. The PGA Tour commissioner, Jay Monahan, will serve as the chairman of the new company. PIF governor Yasir will be the CEO. I find that very, very interesting. A lot of good faith trust here. Look, we spent a lot of money. We've seen this play out before, so I'm just going to put this out on the board. If it happens, I'm not going to sit here and say I told you so. If it doesn't happen, that's great, and I'm glad that they're all working in cahoots. Once again, I have no problem, and I know this bothers a lot of people, but, you know, we, from a geopolitical standpoint, we need to have some Middle Eastern allies. I get that. Is the PGA Tour working as a vehicle to strengthen some sort of friendly bond between the two countries? If it works out in our best interest, that is great. Nobody has made more money. I mean, you look at quarter one and quarter two of 2022, Saudi Aramco made more money than every big business that we have combined. I mean, this is the real deal. Despite whatever green energy policy that you think is going to save the planet, although it destroys it, because, you know, global warming or whatever, green new bill or whatever the hell crap they're pushing now, everything runs on fossil fuels. Everything we make needs fossil fuels. It's part of, I mean, Afghanistan's sitting on over $1 trillion in the ground right now in precious metals, rare earth elements, as they're referred to. Like, it's all there. So as we were leaving Afghanistan, China was moving into Afghanistan. That's basically, hey, they have a problem with the Uyghurs who are in the northwest corner of China. That's where a lot of the human rights violations have taken place in the camps, the re-education camps to get them under the Chinese rule. They are working in cahoots with the Taliban to, you know, make sure that the Uyghurs aren't just running wild back to Afghanistan and headed that direction because, you know, Muslim faith, very strong. They can't crack these people. They're working on it. It is what it is. Like, that's what's happening. Whatever. We leave there. Chinese are moving in. Right? And we've seen this play out, what the PGA Tour and the PIF is doing, because we did this with China, where accepted into the World Trade Organization. We thought, hey, we'll make an ally out of them because we'll make them rich. We do everything. I mean, look around your house and just start picking up stuff that says made in China. It's going to be pretty easy to find. And what has happened is we have basically funded their, while hurting our own country, it's squeezing our own middle class. We have basically built up the entire South China Sea naval defense, because that's where a majority of their problems have come from over the last 150 years. So, like, yeah, like, we've seen this play out where it doesn't work out well in our favor. If it happens to the PGA Tour with the Saudis, I hope that it doesn't. I hope that the good faith agreement here is in the best interest of of golf and that the tour remains the same. And if they want to, I'm not going to say the word, the double E, the elevated event. I don't want to trigger Ryan over there, but if they can come up with something that is, because we already have elevated events, they're called majors. They're kind of a big deal. Anything else is just, you know, larger pools of money for whatever. Like it does, it's not, that's not really going to affect me as a viewer and as a consumer of golf, some sort of event that doesn't have the history behind it. That's what makes the major special. So I hope that this merger between the two is really in the best interest of golf, and we're not going to get the rug pulled out on us here at the end, because I think that that could be devastating. A lot of trust here to make Yasir the CEO. Obviously, they have a board. You know, they're getting bullied around by a dump truck full of cash. It's they're in. Gotta make the best out of a bad situation here, and it all starts with guys like Dan's friend Phil Mickelson. You know, that's all they had to do was say, "No, we're not going to take the money. We're probably not in this position." But you know, that's humanity. That's greed. It's all part of the human experience, and that's what we.
Phil had debts to pay off. Okay.
Well, I mean, stop gambling and insider trading and dealing with bookies. Like, just, you know, let's go the JMO route and stop gambling on sports. We'll step aside when we return. Keith Law will join us talking the MLB draft prospects and more here on the Michigan Sports Network.